In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Today is Trinity Sunday. Among the principal feasts of the church, Trinity Sunday is the only feast that is named after a doctrine of the church. It took years of theological discussions and debates to finally incorporate this doctrine into Nicene Creed. However, the language used in explaining the doctrine of Trinity was one of the catalysts for the great schism of the early church. Christian concept of God as one but in three persons is different from the tritheism of the Hindu concept of God, which is Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Unlike Hinduism, ours is a monotheistic religion like Judaism and Islam. However, our Trinitarian understanding of God again sets us apart from Judaism and Islam. I consider our concept of God is part of God's continuing revelation of Himself to us throughout the Bible as well as in our daily living. Like everything else about God, it is a mystery. These days, when church's influence on people is waning, when society is questioning the relevance of religion, when atheism is on ascendance and secularism appears to be winning, one wonders what difference it makes if our concept of God is Trinitarian. Really, how many of you woke up this morning concerned about the Trinity? It is probably the last thing in people's mind today, let alone monotheism. Our people may say that Trinity, monotheism, hypostasis, filioque clause, Nicene Creed, etc., were concerns of the people of ages past, or the people in the Middle East where they are killing each other because of what they believe, or in the third world countries and traditional society where people are generally poor and illiterate. And these concerns are not ours. It's not mine. We are way above them. Our concerns are more, say, individualistic. They are about our individual freedom, my rights, my accomplishments. Our society constantly encourages us to be rugged individuals, distinguishing ourselves to be different, better, and outstanding, rather than finding my identity in that which I had common with others. I'm encouraged to see how I might differentiate myself from others, what might set me apart from others. In this environment of ours, where individual athletes and entertainers are more valued than teachers and firemen, who really cares about God or Trinity? Next week, four of our young people and seven adults will be confirmed into the church after they have attempted to learn about some of these doctrines of the church. I say under difficult conditions. Our young confirmants wrote a creed based on what they learned, which we will read next week as part of their confirmation service. Yes, their creed also reflects the Trinitarian God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So what, you may ask? What difference does it make if our kids wrote a creed that is reflective of a Trinitarian God? Well, the Trinitarian doctrine, which our church fathers fought tooth and nail to include into our creed, is a belief in God that came out of our experience of this God in our daily life. We believe that the God is the source and ground of all being, but how do we experience this God in our daily life? As you can see in the reading from Isaiah this morning, how God, this God that we believe, is so inaccessible. You can't even face this God without being destroyed. In Isaiah's vision, we read that even the powerful and fiery seraphim had to have their eyes closed with its wings as they attended to the one on the throne. The God appeared to men of God in the past in clouds and fire and visions. According to Hebrew Bible, one can't even pronounce God's name. Yet, we say that this God is a God of love. Now, tell me, how does this God communicate His love for His creation? This God is also a God who goes out of God's self in self-communication. This is what the New Testament means when it speaks of Logos, or the Word of God, Jesus, the only Son of God. Through incarnation, God becoming a human being, God communicates His love for us, humankind. Even then, we are incapable of understanding God's love without help from God. So God also works in us, making it possible for us to respond and accept this divine self-communication. The New Testament calls this power Holy Spirit. Through Holy Spirit, God enables us to respond to God. Now that we understand the mechanics of the doctrine of Trinity, what does it mean for us today? In other words, so what? A Trinitarian God is a God of relationship, of community. God is a community within the God Self. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. This community, this relationship that God has within the God Self is so perfect that it is one. They are distinct, yet one. God calls us to Himself. God wants us to shape our relationship with each other in the same model as God has within the God Self. God's Spirit will lead us into all truth. Holy Spirit will guide us and direct us to where God wants us to go. And through scriptures, we hear the Spirit asking us, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" I want you to think about us part. Why would God say us? God is the community of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. According to the liturgical calendar, we are now in the ordinary times. But this is no ordinary times. This is uncertain times as the time of Isaiah. The Spirit of God is calling us, asking us, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" We are called to reach out, to give ourselves to the mission of God in the world. The world out there is broken. It needs healing, mending, and reconciliation. Into the circle that God has, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the church, into that circle of love, God wants the whole world to join. And that job is given to us. And that's why Isaiah's call is, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Yes, this perspective of God as Trinity poses profound challenges to us as we navigate our lives in this society, which is very individualistic. Yes, God created us unique beings. However, we are also created in the image of a triune God. whose very essence is community. As we are made, we are woven into the tapestry of community. We are made for community. Community is etched into our DNA. Jesus calls us into community and shows us how to live in community by inviting us to abide in Him. We, as a church, need to stay close to Jesus and to abide in Him. We need to allow God to prune us of the values of the culture, our desire to go it alone, our wanting to define our identity by ourselves. Let me share a story with you, which some of you may have heard it, me saying that before. This is a young and successful executive was traveling down a neighborhood street, going a bit little too fast in his new Jaguar. He was watching for kids darting out from between parked cars, and he slowed down when he thought he saw something. As his car passed, no children appeared. Instead, a brick smashed into his Jag's side door. He slammed on the brake and backed the Jag back to the spot where the brick had been thrown. The angry driver then jumped out of the car, grabbed the nearest kid and pushed him up against the parked car, shouting, "What was it that you did? Who are you? Just what the heck are you doing? This is a new car, and that brick that you throw into that car is going to cost me a lot of money. Why did you do it?" The young boy was apologetic. "Please, mister, please. I'm sorry, but I didn't know what else to do," he pleaded. "I threw the brick because no one else would stop." With tears dripping down his face and of his chin, the youth pointed to a spot just around a parked car. "It is my brother," he said. "He rolled off the curb and fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him up." Now sobbing, the boy asked the stunned executive, "Would you please help me get him back into his wheelchair? He is hurt and he is too heavy for me." Moved beyond words, the driver tried to swallow the rapidly swelling lump in his throat. He hurriedly lifted the handicapped boy back into his wheelchair and then took out a linen handkerchief and dabbed at the fresh scrapes and cuts. A quick look told him everything was going to be okay. "Thank you, may God bless you," the grateful child told the stranger. Too shook up for words, he simply watched the boy push the wheelchair-bound brother down the sidewalk toward their home. It was a long, slow walk back to the Jaguar. The damage was very noticeable, but the driver never bothered to repair the dented side of the car. He kept the dent there to remind him of his message. Don't go through life alone and so fast that someone has to throw a brick at you to get your attention. Friends, we can grow and reach our potential only if we remain attached to the community that is envisioned in Trinity. And together, we are more powerful than any of us can be on our own. We find ourselves and define ourselves in the context of the community of Christ. I am what I am because we are what we are. We are called to be in community and called to live and minister to each other. May we know then that it is as community, fellowship, koinonia, or in the African term, Ubuntu, that God longs to save us and bless us. To God's praise and glory. Amen.